for an answer to prayer with your children or your wider family or your loved one. God cares about every one of your loved ones. Are you believing for a breakthrough financially? A breakthrough in a creative idea? Are you believing for God for a miracle to happen somewhere in the journey of your life? For a loved one that you just know they need God in their journey and they don't know them. Today, we can believe for miracles. If Peter could be in his little rowing boat, have no fish, and then all of a sudden the boat begins to sink because there's too many. If the widow woman with the little oil and the little flour that was going to go and have a meal with her son and go and die, and yet hand it to the man of God, and they're able to continue eating. If the lady with the oil just pours, and yet all she knew is that she had this much, and yet she kept pouring. So much of an abundance was there that her and her family lived on it for the rest of their lives. Why would God do that under an old covenant and not do something equally as good under a new? So this morning we want to build faith and action. We've looked at faith-filled obedience. Every one of these individuals were asked to respond in an act of obedience with faith connected to it. This morning, I want to ask that there is faith built in the room and then there's an action outworked. Because the woman with the issue of blood had faith, but she needed to put action and step out of her home and walk to where Jesus was. There was an action to her faith. This morning, there's got to be an action to your faith in you coming to receive from God. We've sung the song this morning. He's the God of signs, wonders, and miracles. He's a miracle worker. Lazarus raising, destiny changing. He's the God that we serve. He's not just a God that we tick a box and say, we've been to church this week. This isn't about a one day a week event. This is a lifestyle. This is who we are. We are believers in the one who came, the one who gave of his life, the one who was raised from the dead, and now Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And right now, this morning, he's interceding on your behalf. As I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit is ministering, and Jesus is in heaven saying, Father, can you hear that prayer? Because if he's always interceding for you, that is what he's doing right now, if we believe it. He knows you by name. Remember, your name is written on the palm of his hand. That you and I are called sons and daughters of the living God. We are heirs with the Father and joint heirs with the Son. We've been given this wonderful privilege of being a part of the family of God. And as his family, God cares for you. He cares for the very need that is foremost in your heart and in your thinking this morning. So come on, let's build faith in our heart to receive from him this morning. He is the Lord, our healer and restorer. He's the one who restores situations. He's the one who can turn every negative situation around for our good. Romans 8:28. God is able to turn around every situation. You don't know how bleak or how difficult or how bad that situation could have been without God intervening. But he hasn't finished yet. Because if it's not good, he's not finished. Did you hear that? If it's not good, if you're looking at a situation and it's not good, then God's not finished. There is still a journey to take place. And do you know what? The ultimate of what I want to see this morning is not a healed body or the dead raised. You know, if I preach that long and you give up the spirit and you go to be... No. It's not a healed body or a restored whatever or... My heart's desire is that God is glorified. That Yes, we'd celebrate a miracle, absolutely. Someone goes dancing around the room who couldn't see before and they're now not bumping into chairs because they can see. I will run after them in joy and celebration. But the ultimate of what I'm believing for this morning is that God gets the glory. That his name is lifted high. And I just got this scripture I want to share with you, John 14. I'm gonna just share short this morning because I want to pray. The leaders of the church, the core leaders of the church, have been praying for this Sunday for weeks. This isn't just, oh, I prepared something this week. No, we've been praying for this for weeks. Every seat in this room has had hands laid on and prayed for this morning. You are sitting in an anointed chair. You have been prayed for, regardless of where you sat, you've been prayed for before you arrived. Because we're believing for a God of miracles to touch your life this morning. This is the scripture. John 14, verse 13 to 14. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. Now, call me simple. If Jesus says it, I believe it. I have childlike faith. I like to think I've got childlike faith. If Jesus came in the physical this morning and said to all of us, whatever you ask of me, I will do it, we'd all believe him. He's got holes in his hands. He's got a hole in his side. Still got the scars around his head. We'd say, that's Jesus. Whatever he says, I believe. He's saying here, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. This is the words that Jesus is speaking. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Come on, what does that do to you? Does that challenge you in your life and in your heart? It always challenges me. It challenges me because it makes me want to pray for more people. It wants me to lay hands on more people because if that's the promise, there's got to be an outworking for that to happen in people's lives. And this morning we're going to facilitate that because we're going to ask in Jesus' name. You know, the pastors, assistant pastors, we're going to pray in Jesus' name. We're not going to pray in the name of Jeff Wood. That's not going to get you healed. That's not going to get you. That's not going to help you at all. But I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. That the Father may be glorified in the Son, in your life this morning. Do you know what? We're going to pray with authority. I love the fact that Jesus said, now I give you my name. Now you go in my name and you do these signs and wonders and miracles. And it's not just us as pastors and leaders and what every one of us has been given his name. That's why for me, at times, when I hear someone using Jesus' name in a inappropriate manner, in a flippant manner, just using God as if it's just another name or just another way of expressing your heart or expressing... I tell you what, we've been given the name above all names. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every tongue confess that he is Lord. His name is to be revered, not used loosely. It's to have a reverence. And as we use his name with reverence, it carries authority. And this morning, I stand here under the authority that God has placed upon my life and upon the authority of his word. That at whatever we ask in his name, he will do. That's authority. Not mine. I stand under his authority. And as we pray under that authority. So whether you've got a financial, physical, emotional, mental, family situation, we're going to pray into every one of them. All I'm going to ask you to do is take a step of faith. Be that woman with the issue of blood. and touch the hem of his garment. Come and be prayed for and lay hold of that prayer like the woman laid hold of his garment. That's all you've got to do. Me, us, we've got a little bit of oil and we're going to anoint you. As the Bible says, we're going to lay hands on you like the Bible says. We're going to pray the prayer of faith as the Bible says. Job done. And the Lord will raise you up. That's his part. His part is that part. Our part, oil, hands, prayer. His part is the miracle. Amen? Let me share this one last scripture. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Whatever. That is, it doesn't just limit it to a certain thing. You may come forward for a healing. You may come forward for peace of mind. You may come forward for your family. You may come for a full MOT service and say, God, I want everything that you've got. He said, whatever you ask in my name, when you pray, believe that you receive and you will have it. So my key thought really is this. Don't be a spectator. So you may stay in your seat and you may not have necessarily something that you're believing for, praying for, anything that's going on in your life. Praise God if that's the case. Whew. But don't sit there and be a spectator. Pray for those that have come forward as if it was you or your member of family for whatever their need may be. Because we also stand in the gap for those who need prayer. You may be a stand in the gap person this morning. That's great. But don't spectate. Don't just sit there thinking, oh, wow, this is different. God wants you involved this morning. That may not be here, but it can be from where you are. The God of miracles, we come. We humble ourselves before him and we trust in him. First thing I want to do is this. I've got a list of prayer areas that we've been praying for. People that are in our lives, people that we're praying. And I've got another prayer request here that was given to me this morning. We're going to pray for these first. And if you've got someone in your heart, someone that you're believing for, whether it's for salvation, whether it's for a healing in their life, start releasing your faith. All right? You cannot release your faith without opening your mouth. You cannot get saved without opening your mouth. With confession, you can't confess something. With confession, salvation. With confession, healing. We've got to use our mouth when we pray. You can mutter, you can shout, you can declare, but you've got to release the words out of your mouth because that is a faith releaser. So I just really want to, you can think about other people in the Bible and they couldn't. Those that were dumb, those that couldn't speak, absolutely. But God, Jesus asked them for some step of faith. And I just really want to encourage you in the room this morning. Start to speak over your loved ones, your family, and friends. So, we've been praying for some that are in the room, so I'm not going to mention their names because they're in the room. And it's down to them to respond in faith. But we're going to pray for Wendy, Sandy, Pete, Tim, Lynn Bygraves, and Izzah and her family. I don't know your names, but that's down to you to pray. So we're going to pray. Then I'm going to invite those who would like God's touch upon their life to step in and step out and come forward. And then we're going to lay hands on you and we're going to pray for you. So begin to pray. Go for it. If you were going to wake up hell, you wouldn't pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you this morning as we pray, as we bring loved ones before you. Lord God, that you know them by name, you know their circumstances and situations. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are the God of miracles, you're the God of wonders, you're the God of signs. And Father, we just lift up these people before you. Lord, right across this room, you know every heart and every life that's being prayed for right now. And I also lift up before you Lindsay. Lindsay's in advanced stage of cancer and is believing for a miracle for her. For Wendy, for Sandy, for Pete, for Tim. For Lynn Bygraves, also in the last stages of cancer. And for Izza and her family, Lord God, we stand before you this morning. And we say, Lord God of wonders, would you move on their behalf? Would you stand in the midst of their situations and bring salvation? That you would open the eyes of those that don't know you, Lord God, and bring salvation into their life. That they would have a realization of the power of the cross and the transformation that you bring. Father, I thank you this morning that you are the Lord who heals cancers. I thank you, Lord, you heal hearts. You heal emotions. So, Father, we just lift them before you in Jesus' name and we say, Lord, move on their behalf. What doctors cannot do, what medical science has failed to do, Lord, we bring them to the Creator God who can do all things according to the power and the might that you have got. Father, we just release that power and that healing touch over these lives and we say, Lord, move. Jesus, let your name be glorified. Let hearts and lives be touched. This hour, this moment, Father, we just say, have your way. Your kingdom come. Your power, your will be done over each and every life. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning, if you would like a miracle, if you're believing God for a touch upon your life, come. Stand here at the front. If you're part of the worship team, if you're a part of any of the teams that are going on, forget your team for a moment and come and we're going to pray. Now, this may be very different from what you've ever experienced. This may be your first time in church. Don't get freaked out. This is what happened when Jesus was ministering. The crowds gathered and he ministered to them. And healings and wonders were made. So this is, we're just doing what Jesus did. And it's a beautiful thing in the house of God. So what we're going to do, we're going to ask. We're going to say, what are you here for? Okay, so we've got Camille. We've got Jane. Isaac, where is he? Isaac. Someone else can do the chairs. Isaac, up here, please. Thank you. Who else is Juliet? If you can come on the worship team, you come and pray. Thank you. Who else is missing? No, hubby. Okay. We're going to ask you, what is it you want us to pray for? We don't want a long list of how it happened and what took place to make it happen. You just let me know. If you've got a cancer, you say, I have cancer. If it's in a place that we can lay hands on you, we will lay hands in that area. If it's a female area or a male area, let us know and we'll get one of the male or the female pastors to pray. He's the God of miracles. Let's see God move. I'm going to pray, and we're just going to thank God. Because I'm conscious, when there were 10 lepers that came to Jesus, they were all healed, but only one came back and gave thanks. I don't want to be just, oh God, thank you for a great morning, and I want to come back and give thanks, because I don't know about the other pastors, but I prayed for some significant needs, significant pain, genuine heartache. But I also know that God is a God of miracles. He's a God who restores. He's a God who makes new. He's a God who changes, turns around those things in our life. I want to give him thanks. Because sometimes there is no natural answer. There is no natural change. But God is working in the heavenlies. And even though we don't see it with our natural eye, he's moving. Even when we don't see it in the natural circumstances, and sometimes the storm can look worse than what it was before, but God is moving. I know that 100%. God is moving. And I'm believing for manifestations in every prayer and every life this morning. So, Father, we humble ourselves before you, and we say, Father, what you've done in this room in people's lives and what you're doing in people's lives, we thank you that it's a miracle of your grace. And we thank you, Lord, that even in this moment, you continue to move. For those that have gone home, those that have looking after kids or family or situations, Lord, those that have already left this place, I thank you for answers to prayer. But Father, for those that have hung around in the presence of your Spirit, I thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of the power of God upon our lives. Lord, we believe that you can move mountains. Mountains of health issues, mountains in marriage relationships, mountains in finances, mountains of problems, mountains of giants. Lord, you can turn them all around. So by faith this morning, we say thank you for the manifestation of the miracle. We thank you for the manifestation of the answer, because you are faithful. You are faithful. So Father, this morning we yield and bow before you. We say, Lord, do whatever you need to do. Change whatever you need to change. But we thank you for breakthroughs right across this church, right across your people. And we give you praise and we give you glory, that the Father may be glorified in the Son this day. In Jesus' name, amen.